Hello and welcome back to Twin Birth Stories. This is a safe space for all twin moms like myself to come on and chat about conception, pregnancy, birth and delivery, and life as a twin mom now. If this is something you're interested in, you can head on over to my Instagram page at Twin Birth Stories. If you enjoyed this episode, please give my page a follow and a 5-star review. In this episode, I speak to Liz. Liz introduces her family of 5 children and compares her pregnancies, her singleton pregnancies, with her twin pregnancy. At 26 weeks, Liz sadly went into labour with her daughter Everly, who passed away 2 days later. Liz takes us back to how she coped with this experience and such a sad loss. Liz is such an amazing, strong woman and was so brave to come onto the podcast and share her story. Liz talks about her experience of preeclampsia and how it went from 0 to 100 and got very serious very quick. She wanted to talk about preeclampsia to create awareness about its seriousness. Liz speaks about her 4th pregnancy, which were her twins, and brings us back to their labour and delivery. This episode, of course, has a trigger warning for baby loss. So if you are affected or may be affected by the conversation of baby loss, this may not be the episode for you. Otherwise, sit back, relax, and enjoy Liz's story. I am joined today by Liz. Liz, thank you so much for coming on to the podcast. If you want to start off by introducing yourself.
So my name is Liz and I'm from Offaly. I seen Alana's post on Facebook and I thought it'd be great to share twin experience.
Brilliant. And Liz, you've 5 kids, do you?
Yes, I
Brilliant.
Do.
Brilliant. Is being a mom, Liz, something you've always wanted?
I wouldn't say, well, no. I kind of always said I didn't really want kids, but, well, look, life changes, things change. Met a lovely guy, that changed. You know, first one was a surprise, but we were very excited.
So when was your first child born, Liz? How many years ago? Take me back.
He's four now. He's born in July 2019. Okay. So he'll be turning 5 this year and starting big school.
Wow. Okay, so when you and your partner, when you felt pregnant then with your first son in 2019, how was that experience? How shocked were you when you found out? Was it planned or did it just happen naturally, or how was that whole experience for you?
No, it just happened naturally, but like, can't say that we were, obviously we weren't disappointed, we were kind of more excited, but even though we hadn't planned to have a baby or try for a baby, but no, we were both excited and kind of looking forward. My partner has 2 kids from a previous relationship, so I suppose he was excited, but had already kind of done it before. For me, it was my first time, you know. Just been pregnant and looking forward to having a little kind of offspring of your own, I suppose.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. So what was the difference, Liz, then, between your singleton pregnancies and your twin pregnancies, or was there any difference at all?
I would definitely say tiredness. Now I do normally suffer with my back, but carrying the twins, it was just, oh, it was so hard, you know. Just between back pain and the tiredness, they just sucked the life out of me.
Okay. And then do you want to talk me through then, so you had 3 kids before your twins, did you decide let's have one more and then you found out you had twins, or how was that whole experience? Tell me how you found out you were pregnant again, and then tell me how you found out that you were pregnant with your twin girls.
So after our firstborn Killian, 6 months after, I found out I was pregnant again. So that was kind of a laughing and tearful
Yeah, I think so.
experience, but like that, excited. And unfortunately, I had to go to hospital at 26 weeks with her, and it turned out I had preeclampsia. So she was delivered by emergency C-section in Hollow Street, Dublin. She stayed with us for 2 days and then sadly passed away. So that was a big experience in itself. I suppose we were only kind of trying to wrap our heads around having another baby on the way, and look, then kind of grieving one, but about two, what's there between two years, no, a year, over a year later, then we fell pregnant with Eli. Look, that in itself, it was kind of bittersweet, I suppose. You know, it's you don't really know how to feel after the loss of a baby, and you're trying to be excited, and days are up and down, and all that sort of thing. So he came along and stole our hearts with his red hair. He's two now, and he's in early terrible twos, so it's great. Then I suppose we never really planned or tried for a baby, just kind of always happened. And look, to me, they all kind of happened in a more natural way. Yeah, it was very, very close, kind of after Eli. I think we got Eli into his own room, and I realized I needed to do a pregnancy test, so it turned out we were pregnant again. So we'd one out of the room, and there was, little did we know, there was two others coming into the room in 9 months' time.
Wow. Well, first of all, before you go on with that, I'm really sorry about your loss of your second baby.
Oh, thank you.
It's so difficult. I know you told me this now before we started, and you said that you wanted to kind of create a bit of awareness for people about the loss. So if you want to talk a bit about that, absolutely up to yourself. You don't have to. We can move on if you want. But I know you did say you want to create awareness. So yeah, you can
Yeah.
chat about that if you want.
Yeah, well, look, I suppose initially what happened for me was, like, I had never heard of preeclampsia before. I don't even think I've ever seen a poster or a leaflet or anything about it anywhere. Now, not that you'd be kind of looking, but I had a terrible pain in my ribs, and it nearly felt like, I suppose, you know, when your bump starts to grow and you can feel kind of, you know, just that achy feeling in your ribs. Like, it was like that, but just kind of more painful. So I was kind of to and fro of what to do. Only my partner said to me, look, just go to my doc, get it checked out, you know, see what's going on. So a doctor in there examined me, and he just said, look, get up, go home, pack a bag. I fear you have preeclampsia. So sure, look, like, I got into the car and started Googling because I hadn't a clue. So Mullingar would be my kind of go-to maternity hospital. So he had written me a referral, and from there, just, I suppose, waiting for another doctor to examine me and make a decision. But as they said to me, like, have I high blood pressure? My blood pressure was fine. I didn't have any issues with blood pressure. I didn't have any headaches. I didn't have your typical symptoms of it. I literally just had the pain in my ribs. So look, from there, they made the decision to send me to Hollow Street to they deal with, I suppose, they've better kind of scanning machines and stuff like that, you know, that Mullingar wouldn't be really equipped with. So just sent there, and they just done a scan, and yeah, preeclampsia, and straight down for surgery. So it was just, it was just absolutely madness. But it's like, even with like aftercare of preeclampsia, like some women pass away from it, like, and it's hard to think back and realize like, it was either me or the child that was going to, I suppose, die, and it's like, it's so severe and it's so common, but people just don't talk about it. And like, I'm sure there's plenty of women that have lost babies and could have had it and just don't realize.
Wow. So straight away, Liz, you literally went just for a checkup and then was whipped to the hospital straight away and then brought down to theatre all in the same day then. Wow.
Literally, went to my doc in the evening time, and
Oh
I
my
would
God.
say I was in Holles Street by 6 o'clock the following morning.
Oh my God. That just went from 0 to 100 straight away. Okay. And did they, Liz, then in Holles Street, did they talk you through preeclampsia, the risks to come with it? Did they tell you what an ifs you might happen? Were you aware that, the loss of your baby could have happened, or were you just completely blindsided?
I'm going to say I was completely blindsided.
Okay.
Like, it was just kind of, there was a team around the bed, and it was, you have preeclampsia, we need to deliver the baby straight away. I do remember a nurse kind of explaining to me that within the umbilical cord, it's nearly like speed bumps. They're nearly like growths, so it stops. Well, the way she explained it to me is, it stops all the nutrients and blood flow and everything like that going from me to her. So, but like that, even with scans and everything like that, like when she was born, she measured 3 weeks behind. So I suppose the development of the preeclampsia probably would have stopped a lot of the growth and everything like that. But even with scans, it was never kind of detected beforehand, that she was on the smaller side.
Okay. Wow. So how was then the 2 days that followed, Liz, if you want to talk about it?
Well, I have to say they were extremely lovely up there. I suppose
Brilliant. Okay.
they deal with it all the time. She was in the NICU. The staff in there were just absolutely fantastic. Her doctor was lovely, very explanatory about stuff. Like, there's all these wires and tubes and all this sort of stuff, and you wonder what they are. And he was very vocal with me and kind of kept me in the loop. One thing that I did love was the first night she was born, they gave me like a login. They have cameras on all the incubators, so they gave me a login to log in and look at her, obviously, because I was in a different area of the hospital and she was in the NICU during the night. So it was nice to be able to kind of log in and just look at her and, all that sort of stuff. But yeah, look, she just, I suppose she was so small, so kind of, well, malnourished in a sense. And she just deteriorated. Her organs just shut down and she just kind of died naturally. Like, which is okay. These things happen. They happen lots of women. And just, the loss of a baby is not talked about enough either. I think women are afraid to talk about it, but I think it's good to talk about it. And hopefully it encourages more women that have gone through a loss to talk about it, because look, it helps.
Oh, wow, Liz, you're absolutely amazing to be even on and talking about this. And like you said, to encourage more women to talk about it, because a lot of people say it is the way to healing is, talking and expressing how you're feeling. Did you get to see her, Liz? Were you able to be with her before she passed, or were you with her a few hours before? How was your last?
Oh yeah, no, they once she started to deteriorate, they got a nurse to bring me down to her straight away. So yeah, she passed away in my arms, which was, look, it was nice. It was nice for me. Just, I was there for her, and It was hard on my partner, obviously, because I was in Dublin and he was back home with Killian, you know.
Sorry.
So it was a long drive for him to get up, and then sure luck, traffic in Dublin and everything like that gets in the way. So unfortunately, he wasn't able to be there, just because it happened so quickly. But yeah, look, it's God, it's a hard process, but as I said, the more you talk about it, the better it is. You
Okay.
know, it's just a part of life.
Yeah. Well, wow, Liz, I will definitely light a candle for you tonight. And
Thank you.
honestly, thank you so much for coming on and sharing that. It must be really difficult, but I'd say a lot of people listening will just see the and listen to the strength that I can hear from your voice as well. So thanks, Liz. Do you want to then talk about your twins and when you found out you're pregnant then, and when you found out you're pregnant with your twins then, Liz?
Yeah, so obviously they were another surprise for her, for us. I think we found out with the 12-week scan that there was two there. That was another laughing process because we were very, very shocked but excited. Yeah, there was my mother was a twin, and
Oh, wow, okay.
she always said to skip a generation, so she never had any twins. But oh look, I never thought I would have
No.
twins.
Okay, no one does, don't they? Not even if it is in
No
the
one does.
genetics, like.
They're definitely a big, big surprise. But
Okay.
yeah, no, I asked the sonographer. Actually, I always asked at every scan, just making sure there's one there. And she was like, no, there's two. And I was like, oh my God, really? And she was like, yeah, look,
Oh, God.
there's the two sacs. And I think my partner Chris, he just went white as a ghost.
Oh,
And
God, did he?
I started laughing, and sure
Oh.
enough, she had to stop scanning me because I couldn't stop laughing. It was just pure nerves. But look, like the two of us just kind of laughed the whole way home.
Oh, my God.
It's definitely a process to wrap your head around
Yeah,
it, and
absolutely.
it's an even bigger process when they arrive.
Yeah, so true. And how was then your pregnancy, Liz? So obviously you had kids at home as well to look after, so it must be so much more difficult to carry your babies and be pregnant. So how was each of your trimesters for a second, third?
They were all pretty much the same. Like the tiredness kind of set in pretty quickly.
Okay.
You know, I did put it down to kind of running after Killian and Eli, you know, because
Yeah.
Eli's a toddler, you know, he needs a lot more attention. But no, it was God, the tired. I wouldn't even compare the tiredness to doing night feeds. Like it was actually worse.
Oh my God, okay, yeah.
Yeah, no, it was just so bad. But look, like that, you're growing two babies.
Absolutely.
Everything's doubled. Back pain was doubled, heartburn was doubled, and that's kind of really the only way I suffered
Okay, wow.
throughout.
And did you find then, Liz, how did you say mentally prepare yourself, or were you really prepared, or were you just trying to get by the day with your kids at home and through your pregnancy, or were you doing courses or anything like that, or did you feel you were pretty equipped, been a mum already?
Well, yeah, I would have had my hands full
Yeah.
as it is, and I suppose I actually the pregnancy actually really flew for me, and I'd say it's just because I was busy at home with the two boys.
Yeah.
Not much time to really process, but I never really found that you could process having a baby whilst you're pregnant. It was more of a process for me after they were born. Yeah, no, the days just kind of look, they just kind of rolled into the next. And sure look, you're stocking up on stuff and you're making sure you have double of everything. And that was probably the hardest part, was trying to figure out what we needed. And you know, even though you've already had two children,
Yeah.
it's like Jesus Christ, we need double everything. Or you know, what can we manage with one? Or
They do
So.
say pregnancies nearly just, they go so much quicker when you have kids at home because you're just preoccupied.
Yeah.
Whereas when it is your first, you're counting down day by day to get to the second
Yes.
trimester, isn't it?
Yeah.
How was then your birth? So I know you carried your girls till 36 weeks, Liz. So what was the day, night or two like before? And if you want to talk me through then the day of your birth.
So I was, well, I was actually pretty late doing my hospital bag, but we were just kind of trying to get things together for that. And running up to that, running up to that day, I'd actually packed my hospital bag that night. I was booked in because our daughter, the past, Everly, because she was an emergency section. Then Eli was delivered by C-section. So obviously I was booked in to have a C-section with the twins. I was originally booked in for the 28th of December. So the night I went into labour, I had just done my hospital bag, got into bed. 1 o'clock in the morning, I just woke up, felt that my waters had broken, which was new to me as well because my waters had never broken naturally with any of the previous children. So it was just nuts from there. Just got up, rang my sister, she came up, and we were kind of on the road within 20 minutes, grabbed the bag out the door. Was trying my best to time all my contractions. I was getting small ones, I was getting big ones, so it was kind of hard to figure out which was which. But yeah, no, we got over to Mullingar, and they're great over there. They were as quick as they could be, and they were prepping me for the C-section, and had signed my consent form with the anaesthetist and all of that sort of stuff. Now look, still contracting and everything like that. But I actually found it funny because I asked one of the nurses why, out of curiosity, why can't you have a natural birth after having a C-section? And she was just saying to me that your scar can rupture. So I was like, all right, okay, that's grand. So I would say I got over to Mullingar Hospital at about half, maybe a quarter to two, and they brought me down to theatre about, they had me ready to go by about half three. I was still contracting very bad. So they were doing the spinal block on me. Contractions were an awful lot quicker at that stage. So the anaesthetist had the spinal block in, and I just kind of looked at the nurse. I was like, she'd actually asked me to lie back down on the bed, and I said to her, oh, just give me a minute, I'm getting another contraction. And she was like, you shouldn't feel the contractions coming. And I was like, no, I can. So she was like, oh, okay, well, just lean back there and let me examine you. So she popped her head back up and she was like, I can see a bum.
Oh my God, okay.
She was like, so these are coming naturally, you're not going to have surgery. I was like, oh my God. So it was just mental. All I could hear was like tools clanging and
Oh
people
my
running
God.
around. And Chris was kind of brought in really quickly. And I was just like lying there, like, oh shit, what the hell is happening? So Molly was born first, bum first.
Oh my God.
And then 3 minutes after, Maeve was born. So,
Wow.
yeah, they were born very quickly together.
Oh my God, how did you deliver a breech baby that quick?
I don't know. I don't know. I actually asked the nurse, was she going to get a sewing machine for me? And she was like, no, you're fine.
Oh my God. Wow. Well
Yeah.
done.
Yeah. When she said to me she can see a bum, I was like, oh my God. Oh my God.
Wow, and did you have the sheet up between, for a section you can get the cover that you can't see what's going on? So did you have that up, or did they take that down then when you were having your vaginal birth?
No, everything was just it was so quickly. I didn't
Okay.
even think to kind of take it down
Okay.
myself. It had already been up.
Oh, wow.
So no, and do you know what? I'm sorry I didn't take it down and try to watch them being born because they are the last ones.
Yeah, okay. You're sure?
Yeah, oh, I'm certain.
Wow, and that was 36 weeks. So what happened then, Liz? Did they check them and then did you get skin to skin, or how was the aftermath then?
Yeah, no, they were fine. They'd done their usual checks, weighed them and all that sort of stuff, and they were popped straight onto my chest. I suppose I didn't need much aftercare or anything like that within the surgery room. So they brought me back up to the antenatal room and just got my time. You know, yourself, you're propped up on the bed
Yeah.
and looking, waiting to do a feed and whatever like that. So it was just all happened so quickly. I felt
Yeah.
like I was only being wheeled out of there and then I was being wheeled back in with two babies on my
Oh my God.
chest.
Yeah, so that happened obviously so quick. So how did you compose yourself, or what was going through your head?
Oh God, I honestly couldn't even tell you what was going through my head. I just remember they had to be put under the heat for a little bit.
Okay.
I just remember just looking at them going, oh my God, how have
Come
these
here.
come so early? How is there two of them? What am I going to do? How am I going to feed two of these babies?
Oh wow. And did you know, now, Liz, that you were having girls, or did you find out at delivery?
No, we found out early that
Oh,
we were.
okay.
It was two girls.
Okay. Lovely.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So when you went into the recovery room, how was that experience? Did you breastfeed, or would you bottle feed, or did you?
No, I bottle fed.
Lovely. Okay.
Yeah, so that experience was a little bit tough. I had actually started to hemorrhage.
Okay.
So just with, I suppose, medical history and family history, I was sorry, then with preeclampsia as well. How they normally treat that in pregnancy is you take aspirin for the duration of the pregnancy. Normally you come off it a week before you're due to have your baby. But because I had gone into labour early, I wasn't off the aspirin. I was also on the Inohep injections there for to stop you from clotting. I wasn't off them either. You have to come off them like 24 hours before you have surgery or anything like that. So because all of that was still in my system, I ended up hemorrhaging. So that was kind of another hard process, I suppose, that can be so scary as well. Excuse me. So yeah, that was kind of all up in the air, it was just madness. And then
Gosh.
you've two babies beside you and you're kind of, I suppose, you're trying to stay in the excited times, but all of this is going on. But look, they eventually got me right, and myself and Chris were able to just, sit back in the recovery room
Oh.
and feed them and
Soak it up.
soak it up.
Yeah,
Yeah,
okay.
because I suppose we had two boys at home
Yeah.
and our daughter had died, so it was nice for us to sit with two girls,
Yeah, that's it. I
that
was
we're
going to
here with.
ask you that actually, Liz. How was the experience then of finding out that you were expecting girls after your loss of Everly?
I suppose it was bittersweet.
Okay.
Just that she's not here. But we've been blessed with two more girls,
Yeah, wow. Wow.
So
Okay. So when did you, because that just seems your birth just escalated so quick. So when did you
yeah.
finally like come back to earth and was like, wow, this is it, they're here, and like things slowed down? And was it in the recovery room then when you were doing that feed that you realized it's okay, let's just take a breath?
No, it was probably when I was brought to the ward.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Look, I suppose because I had gone into labour so early and like I was going to the hospital on the 20th to have my surgery. The babies were coming. You know, I was getting, for me, I just wanted Christmas at home with the boys before the madness started.
Okay.
So this is what was in my head. But look, you know what they say, you make plans, God laughs at you.
Yeah, 100%, especially with twins, you can't plan any birth.
Yeah.
So you had no NICU time, thankfully, Liz. How long were the girls in hospital with you then?
I was only in there for 3 days.
Okay.
3 days and they let me home, yeah.
Okay. And how was that being in hospital then? I'd say Chris couldn't come in as much as you probably hoped with your two boys at home. How was that? Were you missing the boys so much or were you eager to get home?
Oh, yeah, I was eager to get home, but I suppose after all the kind of commotion of after having them hemorrhaging and everything like that, I was apprehensive about going home. Obviously, I wanted to be, you know, everything to be 100% and that I was well enough to go home, you know, just with kind of Christmas then on top of you as well.
Yeah.
So, no, like... Well, yeah, Chris got over as much as he could and, you know, he was able to bring Killian this time and he was so excited to see his baby sisters and he's just absolutely in love with them. And Eli's nose was a little bit out of joint the first night we came home.
Okay. But look,
he's at that age, you know, he's not the baby anymore. But it was a long 3 days, but you know yourself, like you just want yourself to be 100% before you do go home because you have more energy and you just want to make sure the house isn't going upside down while you're away and all that sort of thing and start just getting back to normality, I suppose.
Okay, and what is your normality as a twin mom and a mom of other kids as well?
Oh God, I don't even know if you would call it normal. Half replied or no replied text messages on your phone. They're read, but they're not replied to, or half written text messages and forgetting everything and plenty of bottles to wash and quick dinners.
Yeah. Oh. And Liz, what would be your advice then to someone who's pregnant listening or a twin mom?
Oh, don't stress.
Okay.
Just don't stress. Everything will fall into place as it should be.
Brilliant.
Just enjoy it. Enjoy it whilst they're small. It goes way too quickly.
So true. Yeah. Liz, would you have any advice on a mom who is listening that has also lost a baby? Is there any platforms or resources that you find helpful? Or is it just simply, would your advice be to talk?
Definitely find resources. There was a bereavement group that I dealt with whilst I was in Hollow Street called Failcon.
Okay.
I think they're Cork based. They had actually given us a beautiful memory box, just lots of little different bits in it, little teddies, keyrings, candles, just really, really nice stuff. So they actually do group meetings. Now, I think they are Dublin and Galway based, which is an hour away for me. I wouldn't be able to make that trek, but for people in those areas or close to those areas, definitely try them out. I'm currently trying to set up a bereavement group or like a counselling group or, you know, just a safe space where mothers can meet up that have miscarried, you know, all of what covers bereavement, just in our local area. Because, like, even just I can count people I know on one hand that have gone through a loss. So it is needed. But I would say support groups and just talk. Like, yes, I do find that people that haven't gone through a loss don't understand fully, which is sad, you know, when you do need to talk to somebody. But fortunately for me, my first cousin has had a loss. Her baby was 7 weeks old when he died. So I suppose we have each other for support, in that sense. So I think it's just, just be open about it and, talk to your I suppose talk to your partner as much as you can. Dads always feel like they shouldn't feel the same, because I suppose they didn't carry the baby, they didn't birth the baby, but I think they always feel different. And sometimes they have shit days and they don't want to bring it up because they don't want us to ha they don't want to bring up sadness for us. But no, myself and Chris, like, we're very, very vocal about her, and we talk about her all the time, and it's just, yeah, it's sad, but you have to do it.
Well done. Well done. And like you said, Liz, as well, men and husbands and partners are all going through the same thing. They've also lost a baby. So to have them to speak to, if anyone understands, they definitely do understand. Liz, you said you are going to start up your own, say, bereavement group. Do you want to mention it, the name of it, so people in your area can maybe join if this is something they need?
It wouldn't be my own. Now, I am trying to go through Failcon to support those meetings that I suppose that there is a professional in the room. If somebody's kind of, I suppose, early days and maybe they feel like they need counselling, that they would have other resources there or referrals and stuff like that. I suppose just a professional space for bereaved women. And fathers too, to go to. Look, if that's not successful through Failcon, I suppose I will talk to the woman that runs the community centre in the town, and I suppose see what she thinks of it. And even if it's just a coffee morning for mothers and fathers, or an evening meeting or whatever like that, we'll try and get something set up.
Yeah, brilliant. Well, I'll also, Liz, be putting up your picture on Instagram to share your story, and I'm going to tag you. So if you're open to it, people might contact you, because you seem to have such knowledge in the area. And if you're open to that, maybe a bereaved mom can get in contact with you personally if you'd like it. Okay, perfect.
It's no problem.
Thank you for being so open, Liz.
No
Would you
problem.
want to finish it off by describe three words to describe twin mom life?
Oh God, three words. I've two words. Groundhog Day.
Well, Liz, thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate you telling your story, and
Thank
it
you,
was lovely
Lillian.
to hear Everly's story as well, and giving you the space
Thank
to
you.
share everything based on her. Okay, thank you so much, Liz.
Thanks a million.
No problem at all. Appreciate it.